Well, the sun is shining and here I am inside, working on a new show. It's a hard life, isn't it? Yesterday I was sitting out in the sunshine in the middle of Armagh City, chilling out while I waited for a gig to begin. County Armagh is famous for growing apples. There are orchards all over the county. But of course, the thing most people think of when you mention Armagh is South Armagh, which is on the border and famous or infamous for a lot of things, including smuggling. In the past, pigs, cattle or sheep would arrive at a farm near the border and disappear down a wee tunnel, only to reappear on the other side of the border, where they would fetch a better price, of course. Animals would sometimes get shipped from as far away as England, be brought to South Armagh, where they would vanish and then magically appear on the other side of the border, to make a lot of money for those involved. One of the most lucrative smuggling operations is that of diesel and petrol. Tankers will arrive at a farm near the border, and the fuel will be pumped across the tanks on the other side. Whenever the price of fuel goes the other way, the pumps operate in the opposite direction. So the owners will make money no matter what way the economy goes, as long as there's a differential between north and south. The roads along the Irish border lend themselves to all this smuggling activity. The border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland was drawn up in 1924 or so, after the Anglo-Irish Treaty of 1921. The idea was to allow Roman Catholic enclaves, which now found themselves in the north, to become part of the south. The three-man boundary commission travelled all over the border areas in 1924-25, taking submissions, but ended up only recommending one Catholic town, Cross MacLennan, County Armagh, for transfer. Leaks of this report in 1925 caused a political crisis in the south, and in the end the border was kept pretty much as it had been. As they said at the time, the boundary commission surveyed a lot, proposed little, and achieved nothing. The result of a former county boundary becoming an international border is a pretty complex wiggly line that keeps crossing major roads. The main N53 road from Dundalk, County Louth, to Castleblaney, County Monaghan, crosses through South Armagh and becomes the Northern A37 for a while. It's known as the Concession Road because the two governments agreed not to have a customs post on this road. The same thing happens with the main N54 road from Monaghan to Cavan, which crosses the border a total of four times between Clonus and Butler's Bridge. People who live in the middle bit in Clonfad or Rorana, a peninsula of Southern Ireland extending into Fermanagh, can only get to any other part of Southern Ireland by crossing an international border twice. Some of the northern townlands are in the same position. There's always been a history of smuggling in South Armagh, the most famous place being the aforementioned town of Cross MacLennan, which is in South Armagh, but four of the six roads out of it lead across the border into County Monaghan or County Louth. The famous Tommy Makeham wrote a song, Whiskey and Me Tay, about this town. So all you bold teetotalers, if sober you may be careful of your company, and mind what happened to me. 'Twas not the boys from Monaghan, nor the lads from Ballybay, but the Dalen men from Cross MacLennan, but whiskey and me tay.